doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We've been having fun today. A lot of good topics, questions. As always, some suggestions. We've got a new deal going on books. It's a project to raise money for the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center, the nonprofit 501c3. So donations are deductible and all that kind of thing. In this, we've got two different levels. If you donate $50 to Torque or buy $50 worth of my books, and there's several choices there. I've got 15 in all. I think on the website we're not featuring all of them, just the main ones these days, and especially the newest ones, the Organic Manual that we did with Mother Earth News, and the Organic Turf book, and the Organic Management for the Professional. But any of them are up for grabs. If you do $50, you get a membership in the Organic Club of America. That's the paid part of DirtDoctor.com. If you give $75 or more, of course, in both cases, you get the membership also, but you also get the new basic organic program that I just rewrote as part of that, and also seed from my garden and some seed from Bob Webster's garden in San Antonio. And by the way, he's just as 100% hardcore organic as I am, so there's nothing to worry about getting contaminated seed or anything there. Let's go to the phones and catch up. That number again is 866-444-3478. And by the way, the easiest way to see this book deal, go to DirtDoctor.com. If you didn't get the newsletter, it went out in the latest free newsletter, which, by the way, you can sign up for easily on DirtDoctor.com, and it is a weekly deal. But the red button, there's a new red button at the top of the homepage. Just click on it, and it goes to that info about the book deal relative to TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. Pam is where I was going. Greenville, Texas. Hello, Pam.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Doing well, and you?
Good, thank you. Was hearing you talk with
the doctor. Boy, we're really breaking up, Pam. Are you on a cell phone there? Boy, we are really breaking up. Mary Rose, should we have her call again and try to reset? Pam, do you mind calling right back and she'll move you up real quick? Let's see if we can get a little better connection, okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, thanks. Right, and while we're doing that, we'll talk to Joe, Waxahachie, Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Howard. This is Joe from Palmer, Texas, actually. I'm in Waxahachie.
Oh, okay.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, but my question was, when should I plant some English ivy? I'm trying to hide an old, ugly chain link fence and some underpinning.
Planting in the fall is hard to beat, Joe. You can get some good prices right now. You get the plants in the ground, they can get some root growth right away. You get a nice spurt of root growth on plants in the fall, and you get a little bit of root growth in the winter. Of course, English ivy is a very hardy plant. There's no worry about freeze damage or anything like that, so your timing's real good. Just prepare the beds with organic fertilizers and some rock powders and some of the sugars like cornmeal and dry molasses and plant away.
Awesome. How far apart should I plant the plants?
What size are you going to buy? Have you already bought the plants?
No, sir. I have no idea. I'm at Home Depot right now.
Okay. So. Normally what I do with ivies, whether it's English ivy or Persian ivy, which I also like, it's a lot harder to find, I'll plant those ivies about, depending on my budget and how big the area is, anywhere from 12 inches to 18 inches on center. Obviously, if you do 12 inches, it's going to look really good, you know, right away. And 18 inches just takes a little bit longer for it to cover. One of the tricks on getting ground cover established well, and this is there's a misconception about this, is to keep that bare soil between the plants covered in a nice shredded cedar. A lot of people think if you have the mulch, you know, on the bare soil, that the plants won't root as easily. But if you keep them, keep the soil covered, it keeps it shady, it keeps the moisture in there, and the plants will spread out under the mulch and dip down through the mulch and establish about three times faster.
Awesome. Good.
So get to work.
Thank you. Thank you, Howard.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And Pam's back. Let's see if we got a better line this time, Pam.
I hope so. Is that better?
Sounds like a totally different deal. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm moving to two steps, and your daughter was saying that she could understand me fine. I said, okay, but I'm not moving from this spot until I get through to Howard.
Mary Rose, you've been identified as my daughter. How about that? I got a new daughter. Mary Rose is she's a professional in the radio business. Not my daughter, but she helps me with a lot of stuff here. What can I do for you?
Oh, okay. Well, you were talking to the gentleman about the Dr. O'Hara's products and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and I was real glad to hear that because it cleared up a couple of things for me. But there was something else. I'd run across something from a Dr. Stephen Gundry, and then I thought, you know, that name sounds familiar to me. Were you talking about his products recently?
Yeah, we talked about him quite a bit. I don't know that he has any products other than his book. I have not had him on. He's a little bit controversial. In fact, I talked to some of the other speakers at the last Mother Nature, Mother Earth fair that I went to. In fact, I think I did it at a couple of them, and most of the people there were a little bit negative about his approach. His philosophy is that you should stop eating plants that contain these lectins. Lectins are proteins, and there's good ones and bad ones, supposedly. And Dr. Grundy recommends staying away from the plants that have high levels of lectins. Well, unfortunately, the plants that have the highest level of lectins are the ones that people commonly eat. Peppers, tomatoes, beans, lentils of all kinds, potatoes. In other words, all the nightshades and all of the seed-producing plants are the ones that he says that you should stop eating and you have a lot less health problems. Dr. Mercola is another guy that sells all kinds of – he does sell his own products like crazy, on which is fine, on his website. But he also gives a lot of really good health advice. And he did one of his videos and did a newsletter on the lectins. And he basically agreed with Grundy that the lectins can be bad. But what he recommended is more what I do, and that is do it just reduce those – kinds of foods.
Modify that.
Modify your diet. Just don't eat so many potatoes. I've almost totally stopped eating potatoes, but I can't stop eating peppers and tomatoes and some of the other lentils.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he does sell a product. It's called a prebiotic.
He calls it Prebio Thrive
or something. He's got some other things.
Okay.
But once it started coming to me that I could have sworn I heard you talking about him, but I wasn't really.
We did. One of the listeners.
What the topic was.
Yeah, one of the listeners called in and asked me about it, and I looked into it, and I bought the book and read. Judy and I have read the book, and we're doing it to a degree. We've cut out quite a bit of the food that's the highest in lectins, but. I had already stopped eating bread for the most part before I read his book, but he doesn't recommend eating any kind of bread. If you're going to eat bread, the best bread, I think he would even agree to this, would be sourdough. bread, but it's a dramatic change in your diet to go that route.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Okay.
Well, if you give it a shot, let me know how you think it works for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pam.
Okay.
One thing that I noticed, Judy had already noticed this. It didn't show up this much with her. She noticed it from taking the probiotics. She lost a lot of weight doing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I lost some weight doing the Grundy thing because I quit eating quite as many potatoes and some of the fattening things. Beans are hard for me to give up, too, because I love Mexican food, and giving up refried beans and borracho beans, you know, both is tough for me. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back with you, and the number is 866-444-3478. One of the things we were talking health, and one of the main questions I'm getting these days is because a lot of people know I've had the treatment is stem cell therapy. If you didn't know, I had a torn knee, torn meniscus, and it was pretty bad. It was pretty painful. I had the treatment from the Young Vitality bunch that you hear advertised on the show here. And my pain started going away within 2 days, and now I forget it was ever an issue. It's just totally rebuilt, I guess, and gone because it there's absolutely no pain. It's funny, I still run into MDs, even some of my friends, who still kind of raise their eyebrows about it and everything. They didn't learn anything about it in college, so you're not going to have – don't be surprised if some of the MDs you talk to are kind of negative about it. All I can tell you is that it's pretty incredible how it worked on my knee. If you want to talk to them about it, there's no obligation. It's free. All you got to do is call them and set up an appointment. It's 800-705-6006. If you have shoulder pain, neck pain, back pain, knee pain, whatever, got something going on. One of the ads you hear Deanna talking about the fact that she had a crushed elbow, and it was totally crushed, couldn't even move, she couldn't do yoga anymore, all the stuff. One of the interesting things with her was that not only did the torn tissue inside and everything remend, and she was able to use her arm again, do yoga again and everything, but the scars on the outside cleared up to a great degree. It's pretty fascinating stuff. And this is not the stem cell therapy that you hear advertised all the time in other places where they're using your own fat tissue or placenta or something like that. This is clean umbilical cords of, you know, babies. It's been the umbilical cord tissue has been being collected for a long time, which I didn't know, and now is being made available to people with problems. So check it out. We've got open line at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Bosque County, it's Danny. Hey, Danny.
Morning, Howard. So last week you were talking about your angel's trumpet. So we have one that somebody told me last year that, oh, they got to cook in the sun. So we set ours out, where it got a lot of sun, but unfortunately got a lot of hot winds. So every time it would bloom, it blew them off. So I was glad to hear you say that they can take quite a bit of shade. When you say that, tell me how many, because we have protected places where I could put mine out of the wind where the blooms wouldn't get beat up. So how many hours of sun do you think are maximum or minimum or whatever?
Danny, mine get zero direct sun. I think I get a little bit of just filtered sun on them in the morning, kind of mid to late morning. But for the most part, they're in total shade all day long.
Wonderful. Well, ours bloomed last year when we brought it in, and then in the spring, you know, it had been in the house the whole winter, you know, just to keep it warm in a pretty bright spot, and it bloomed and was beautiful. I mean, the scent, my God, the scent is amazing. And our house smelled wonderful. When I put it out, of course, it had had no wind or anything, and it lost a lot of leaves and stuff. So I was just pleased to know that they don't need as much, they don't have to have full sun like I'd been told.
What color are your flowers?
The pink.
Okay. There are very hardy ones like I have, and there are some that are kind of toward the tropical end and can get some damage. Do you know which one you got?
No, I just know it's the pink one, you know, and it's not the white one you can put out.
Okay.
But again, I know I have to bring it in. But like I said, it bloomed wonderfully like in early spring with, you know, in the house. It was in a bright spot, but it's still, that's not that bright. So that kind of backs up your story about not getting a lot of light. And it bloomed. Oh, it was amazing. It had, you know, 20 blooms on it.
No, that's
good.
And
it's not a big plant. A big plant.
Well, you can continue to do that. Mine are outside in the ground, and they've been outside for five years. They're very hardy ones if you got the right ones. Pink, I'm not positive. Mine are yellow. All of them are yellow, and I planted them. I thought they were different colors, and they've just all kind of changed over to the same beautiful kind of buttery yellow color. So if you want to try, if you can get another one that's the same angel trumpet that you have, you might want to try it outside and see how it holds up.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to bring it. You know, we got some aloe veras and stuff that we have to bring in. So I've got two frou-frou plants, aloe vera and this, so I'm good with bringing it
okay.
in.
Okay, all right.
My problem was I was trying to get the full sun where we live out in the country. If you get full sun, you also get the hot summer wind, which beats the heck out of
them. Yeah, no, they're going to do a lot better in the shade.
Good deal. Thank you, Howard. Appreciate you.
Appreciate the call, Danny. Talk to you again. And we got open lines at 866-444-3478. We had, when I was visiting with Bob Webster on his show yesterday, which I do almost every Saturday, unless I'm traveling and can't be by phone or whatever, we have to pass it. But we were talking about a couple of interesting things. Wasn't paying attention to the time birds are flying in. We'll take a break, and I'll bring you up to date on that and a couple of other things. We've got some news with the Dallas Morning News is part of what I'll bring you up to date on. Be with me. It's 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The book deal is the red button right at the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, the Dirt Doctor back with you here. And a couple of things let me catch up on, and then we'll get to Scott in Wilson, Oklahoma next. We have a new time for my column in the Dallas Morning News. One of the things that we talked about on Bob's show yesterday, and because some of the people from out of town either get the paper or they look at it online for several years now, I'm not sure exactly how many, my column has been in the Thursday paper. We changed the format here a few months ago to be totally different. I used to do just a little quick Q&A type answers. Now they got me to start doing just one subject at a time, kind of like we do the newsletters, really. In fact, sometimes we kind of tie them together a little bit on the same subject, and we can be more expansive with the newsletter than we can with the column. It has to be a certain size. But anyway, it's on Saturday mornings now. It's been moved to Saturday. So if you take the Dallas Morning News or go to online and want to read my column from wherever you are in the country, it is now officially Saturday in the Dallas Morning News. We also talked about Texas leafcutter ants are getting bad down in the central and southern part of the state to a degree. And one of the things we talked about trying if you have the problem and haven't yet is cedar. Fine textured cedar kind of messes them up. They don't like the smell of it. They don't like having any kind of organic material put in their little trails that they make when they cut the leaves off of plants, and then they take them down in these little caravans to an underground hive where they do a compost pile, and the fungus that grows in the compost pile that they make is what they feed on. You can flood them and kill them. You can put wettable powder and drench in and kill them. You can also use the essential oil products like EcoSafe or BioSafe and take care of them that way. But they are tough pests. The imported fire ant is much, much easier to control. For it, you just put out the dry molasses on a rate of about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and 99% of the time they'll go away. We've had a few cases where it weird, for whatever weird reason, the fire ants were under a big paved area or something, and it didn't get them. Other things had to be used, like beneficial nematodes and mound drench and things like that. The other thing was, Bob and I talked about buffalo grass. Apparently, like here in Dallas, there, buffalo grass is not recommended all that highly. And Bob and I talked about the fact that it's the best grass there is, and buffalo grass will grow across the country. The only limitation is that it has to be in full sun. They keep trying to come up with a buffalo that will grow in the shade, but I haven't seen any evidence of that yet. But in growing in the shade, in full sun, there's no grass that holds a candle to buffalo. The people here, some of the university people and some of the chemical-oriented people here won't recommend it, and I think there's more than one reason why they don't. The one reason they give is that it gets invaded by Bermuda grass. Well, buffalo grass will get invaded, and this is one of the things that I cover in our turf book that is part of this fundraising deal for Torque. Buffalo grass, if given the right conditions, will outcompete pretty much anything. And what it likes is to get established, and then you cut way back on the water, and only water when you really want it to have some green color. It's a grass that can go completely dormant in the summer and turn brown, turn a kind of a golden orange color that it turns. And then as soon as it gets some rain or water, it just springs right back. Having no water on it at all won't hurt it a bit. Some people will try to argue that Bermuda grass is as drought tolerant as buffalo, and they're not even close. Buffalo run circles around Bermuda grass every time. So if you're going to plant a new area, and then the other thing they say is that Bermuda grass will invade. That comes from watering too much and fertilizing too much. If you do that, you will benefit the Bermuda grass. If you cut back on your watering and cut back on your fertilizing, which obviously saves money also, the buffalo grass will have the advantage and do better than the Bermuda grass. Then the final thing is, if Bermuda grass and buffalo grass grow together, if they intermingle, it looks fine. We've got it on the golf courses I play the most in the rough in some areas, and it's been there since the 1920s probably. It's been there forever growing with the Bermuda grass, and it's a beautiful, beautiful grass. So if you're doing new turf wherever you are, take a look at the buffalo. Let's see, and the telephone number is 866-444-3478. Scott in Wilson, Oklahoma is present, as promised. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, sir. Hey, I bought a whole bunch of cherries from the market, mm-hmm. and we made a bunch of cherry preserves and stuff. Can I plant those seeds?
You can. I don't know what you're going to get, but you can plant them.
Okay.
See, the problem with planting a seed from a fruit tree is that you don't know what cross was there that created that fruit. You don't know, what male pollen came over and pollinated the female or vice versa. So the cherry pit seed that you're going to plant will probably grow, and it'll be fun to see what comes up. But the chances of you having the same thing that you just ate is almost zero.
I've had these stored for about 2 months. I've kept them dry and in the shade. It will be okay to plant them, and when?
You can plant them right now and keep them protected if it's cold, or you can keep them in cold in the refrigerator till spring and plant them either outside in the ground in the spring, or probably better in containers. I'd do probably a little of both, Scott. If you've got plenty of the seed, I'd plant some now in containers in potting soil and let them grow outside until it starts to get really, really super cold, and then bring them in and protect them and hold them until they can be planted outside in the spring. Use the other seed, keep them in the refrigerator in plastic bags or whatever you want to use, glass containers or whatever, until spring. And when it's warm enough to plant them outside, plant some in the ground and plant some in some containers in the spring. And let's see which way works better for you. They'll probably grow into nice little cherry trees, but what they're going to be as far as the fruit, it's a crapshoot. You'll just have to see what happens.
Well, I certainly appreciate you, sir.
Okay, good luck. Let me know how
it works out.
Day. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's see. Vicky just slipped in here. Let's see what she's up to over in Lyndale, Texas. I used to play basketball against some fellas in Lyndale, Texas. What's going on, Vicky?
All right. Actually, I'm kind of between Lyndale and Mineola.
Okay.
I have a little native holly plant that I discovered the other day. It's not more than about 2 or 3 inches tall, and it's in the shade. Well, I did a little research, and it says that it needs to be in the shade, but it's not in a good place. So could I move it where it's part sun, or what do you think?
Sure, you can move it right now. It's fall. The color, although it's very weak this year because of the warm temperatures and everything, but you could move it to a new location or put it in a container and protect it until spring, like we were talking about doing with the cherries. Your soil there in Lyndale is probably real sandy loam, isn't it?
Oh, yes. No. I have sugar sand, basically.
Yeah, so any holly that it is, even if it's American holly, which it probably is, you know, some version of American holly, it'll do great in your soil there in Lyndale.
All right, now, and it can take some sunshine? It doesn't have to be totally in the shade?
Most hollies can grow in sun or shade. The ideal situation for them, like most plants, is morning sun and afternoon shade.
Okay, that works for me then. I can find a place for it. And I appreciate it so very much.
Okay, thanks for calling, Vicki.
Bye-bye.
Telephone numbers, 866. We're moving through them pretty fast here. Excuse me. So jump on board if you want to, 866-444-3478. And if you haven't heard me talk about it, I've been talking about it quite a bit today because I'm excited about this opportunity to raise some money for TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, which is a nonprofit. And we've got a deal. Buying my books, $50 worth of books, or donating $50 to TORC, you get a membership, free membership in the Organic Club of America, and it has several benefits. If you join at the $75 level, you get the new organic program that I just finished updating and producing, seed from the garden, the new expanded list of seed that's available there, and membership in the Organic Club again. The information's on our website. It's on dirtdoctor.com. Right up at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com, there's a red button there. It says Buy Howard's Books. You click on that, and it'll take you to that information about the different books that we have available. And we've got them all. We've got the herb book, the bug book, Texas bug book. We've got the big book, Texas Gardening the Natural Way. We've got the non-regional books like Organic Management for the Professional, the Organic Lawn Manual, and the latest one, the new version of the Organic Manual that we did with Mother Earth news. And having a lot of fun with all of this stuff. And by the way, we've got on this seed deal, we're giving away not only seed from my garden, but seed from Bob Webster's garden. I've got some seed that one of the listeners has recently sent me, a whole lot of Greg's Mist Flower and some Anise acanthus and things like that. Any of you that are out there, that's another way that you could help Toric, is if you have some kind of production of plants where you have some unusual seed for us, donating them to the cause would be certainly appreciated as well. Another one Bob is going to do, besides the shishito and the jicama, is that he's got some wafer ash on his ranch in San Antonio, and he's going to harvest some of that and get that to us as well. So anyway, that's what's going on with the Texas Organic Research Center, which is a great place to find information about the dangers of the toxic chemicals and the synthetic fertilizers and the positive about the things that we do recommend. I'll be back after this. Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Well, I forgot about the mystery photograph that's on DirtDoctor.com. It has not been identified today to win one of our online courses. Let me give you a little tip on that plant. It's an evergreen plant. Some people think it looks a little bit like a pine. It's not a pine. It's a plant that I've featured in a past newsletter. And it's a plant that's very soft and will grow in a very large portion of the U.S. So if you do want to make a stab at it, even if when the show ends, if you want to email us to info@dirtdoctor.com, whoever gets the identification first wins the course. If nobody gets it before we go ahead and identify it ourselves, we'll just wait till next week. I thought it might be a little bit hard, and I should have given that clue earlier. I forgot to do it, to be honest with you. Let me see. And then one other quick thing before we go back to the phones. It'd be a good idea for you all to ease out, if you don't already have in stock, some floating row cover for your tender vegetables, for tender landscape plants, potted plants, things like that. It's that lightweight spun material, floating row cover. Just have some on hand for extremely harsh drops in temperature, and it'll give you protection of a whole zone for plant protection hardiness, okay? And one of the, there's a bunch of brand names. It's in general called floating row cover. One of the brand names is called Insulate. But there's a bunch of them out there on the market. Steve in Dallas next up. Hello, Steve.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Howard.
Sure.
I've got two questions. I've got a house in Albuquerque that the backyard has got dandelions galore. What's the best thing to put on there to start cleaning out those dandelions?
Well, if you don't consider it a wildflower, which some people do, a wildflower and a herb, the whole plant, including the flower, is edible of dandelions. Yeah. But if you consider it a pest, the mechanical devices that are on the market that are called the weed popper, and some of them you stab and twist and it'll pull the weeds out, those work really well on dandelions, and you can do it over a period of time. Be sure and throw them in the compost pile. They're loaded with trace minerals. It's a very very highly beneficial herb to eat as a salad or make into other food products and so forth. There is a product on the market that is a selective organic herbicide that will also kill it. It's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. It's a product that's a total organic herbicide. Its active ingredient is cinnamon, and I think there's some turmeric in it. But you apply it with the label instructions, and it works beautifully to kill out broadleaf and grass weeds and not hurt the turf. The third thing you can do is spot spray with the fatty acid organic herbicides like BioSafe, or you can use the vinegar formula that I have on my website, or buy one of the commercial products, 20% products that are labeled as organic herbicides.
Okay. And then what's the best stuff to put on that? Because as you know, Albuquerque's got a really big watering problem, and we've gone pretty much everything on there is natural stuff, except we have a little bit of grass in that backyard. What else should we put on that yard like this time of year and in the spring?
Well, if you haven't fertilized yet, this is a perfect time to put out a fertilizer application. You know, the fall is a good time to put out organic fertilizer at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And then if you want to wait and do it in the early spring, we'll start talking about fertilizing throughout zones 7 and 8 and, you know, higher, 9 and 10, early in the year, you know, January and February. So you can do it now or wait till real early spring, either one. And you'll be off and running. Okay. Just look at the overall basic organic program that's in my that's on the website. I've done an updated version of it that's part of this fundraising deal for Torque, if you want to get a copy that way.
Okay. And what's the best thing right now here in Dallas? Because we've got a house here in Dallas, too. As far as fertilizing right now, that's the best thing, too?
You can fertilize with organic fertilizer every month of the year, literally.
Okay.
But the ideal time would have been to do it a little bit earlier than this. Now is still fine to put it out because we're still having mild weather, for one thing. Or, like I said, you can wait till late January or any time in February. Or you can do both. You can put out 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet right now and then do 10 pounds in January, February.
Okay.
You'll be off and running. The soil will love it, and the plants will too.
Okay, excellent. Thanks. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Let's see what Tamara's up to in Carrollton, Texas. That's where our first home when we moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area was, in Carrollton, Texas.
Hi, Howard.
What's up?
Great show again today. I'm calling about some camellia bushes that we wanted something in front of our house where we had removed old bushes that were damaged from foundation work.
Tamara, I'm going to put you on hold so we can chat off the air and not be rushed, if you don't mind. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I have enjoyed being with you today. A lot of good stuff. You can go to dirtdoctor.com during the week for your questions and check out what we've got going on with the newsletter by signing up free right there on dirtdoctor.com. Look into helping us with Torque, the red button at the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com is where you can see how you can buy books or donate and get some really nice benefits there. We really appreciate everybody that's jumping on board that deal. Enjoyed being with you. Go organic and enjoy your healthy garden. See you next time.